Good morning and welcome to the Mile Rate. We've got plenty to get through this morning. It was a terrific night at Albion Park last night with six Group 1s, lots of action, and there's plenty to talk about. And the man who will talk about all of that action with me this morning is Rob Orber. Good morning, Rob.
A very good morning, Dan. What a fantastic night of harness racing we had last night, in particular led by Queensland and their Group 1 racing with the Trotters Cup. We had the Derby and the Oaks with some Victorian success, and also, of course, the Blacks of Fake was a fantastic race.
Well, Anthony Butt had a terrific night. He won the Trotters Cup with Tough Monarch. Pink Galahs ended up running third. And the other Group 1s that we won't have a replay for, Away We Go won the two-year-old Colts and Yoldings Triad, and Catkin Cole, a filly, won the fillies, the Q-bred Triad final. The first of the replays we'll go to is the Derby, the Group 1 Derby. Had a lot of interest with Victorian horses engaged here. Krug started the favourite, the Kiwi, but it was another Kiwi that challenged. It was Ray Green and Anthony Butt doing it again with American Dealer.
Great quarter, 28.9. Krug is under pressure. American Dealer getting away. Margin 5 metres. Better Call Me back to the inside. Captain Crusader down the outside. American Dealer, he's got them all beat. Captain Crusader starting to drive, but American Dealer, American Dealer takes it. American Dealer, Captain Crusader, Krug, Better Call Me.
Yeah, Krug just found the challenge a bit too much. Captain Crusader was terrific. The Victorian horses, Bondi Lockdown, did a terrific job, Rob, under the circumstances, ran fifth. Barroom Banter finished eighth, and Lamondier ended up 11th.
Yeah, look, American Dealer just proved too strong. He was able to work to the lead and return to mile rate of 155.9, 28.9 and 28.1 last two quarters. As you mentioned, Captain Crusader battled on well. Krug had to do too much work, but he fought on tenaciously into third spot. Matty Craven drove Better Call Me, an absolute treat, gave it every hope. And as you mentioned, Bondi Lockdown was a terrific run.
Yeah, fourth, Better Call Me from Barrier 12. Terrific run. That was the other of the Matt Craven duo. Lamondier finished down the track. Well, the Queensland Oaks, it was a stroke of genius by Jess Tubbs and Greg Sugars to take moments like these up north. It really paid dividends and the biggest way for Group 1 success in the Queensland Oaks.
Backstraight quarter, 28.9. They're at the turn. Chrissy Sheik leads the way. Moments like these. Draws level on the outside. Puts away Chrissy Sheik. Sporty Dancer trying to wind up. Soho Broadway still making ground. But moments like these. Moments like these. Staring down Group 1 glory. Soho Broadway starting to charge. Moments like these. Soho Broadway. Moments like these will take it. Moments like these. Soho Broadway. Sporty Dancer. Jasper.
Well, the Victorian fillies ended up running 1-2, which really strengthens the depth down here and just highlights how good Tough Tilly and Ladies in Red must be.
Oh, exactly right, Danny. I was thinking exactly the same thing. These two fillies, the Quinella, the Queensland Oaks last night, finished just behind the placings in the Vicbred final on New Year's Eve. Were able to go to Queensland and prove to be too strong for the fillies up north. And terrific training performance for Jess Tubbs. I know she was absolutely stoked last night. I sent her a text to her and Greg and congratulate them on their success. A beautiful drive by Luke McCarthy. And she put the writing on the wall for a really good performance last week. Soho Broadway was very brave, only went down ahead, did some work out of the gate, finished off well. Terrific performance for Mick Stanley. Sporty Dancer, the favourite, had its chance, and Jasper, and then Chrissy Chick running fourth and fifth. Mile rate there also was 155.7. I actually went quicker than the Queensland Derby by 0.2 of a mile rate. So it just proves how good our fillies are here in Victoria.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the Group 1 Blacks of Fake, the feature for the open class paces. King of Swing had a mortgage on the race, according to the punters, $1.22, but it went awry at the start. It was strange to try to work out. The horse ended up getting a check and galloping, but I think he was put there because Luke McCarthy was worried about getting crossed and ended up in a precarious position. So I don't think it was just because the horse was wayward. I think it was driving tactics and it just backfired. And amazing dream to think that this mare won a Group 1 a couple of weeks ago as an Auckland Cup winner and goes around at odds of $61 is staggering. But this is the way she did it in the Group 1 Tab Blacks of Fake.
Bright Energy, wide bag of the tail. Third quarter in, 27.9. Copy That leads the way. Trying Hard, Expensive Ego. He's Dead Game on the outside. Amazing Dream. She's ready for that sniper shot on the inside. King of Swing comes deeper. Back to the inside, Bundoran. Copy That into the home straight. Can he withstand the challenge from Amazing Dream? King of Swing wider. Copy That. Amazing Dream. She's coming through on the inside. She's going to do it again. What a mare. Amazing Dream. Amazing Dream. Rocking Marty rocketing home. He'll run second. King of Swing. Copy That. LL Cool J.
Chris Barsby there, and Amazing Dream with another Group 1 success. Well, all the action was in the first couple of 100 metres, Rob.
Oh, it was. King of Swing, I think, you know, on paper, most people thought would be doing enough to hold up from the pole position. And he got crossed at the start, and the whole race changed complexion from that point. And he went for a bit of a gallop and nearly lost it all together. But it was a wonderful drive and training performance by Nathan Purden and Blair Orange to get Amazing Dream home. She was able to cross at the start, take a trail, and was able to utilise the sprint lane. A big night for Mark Hanover and Gordon Banks, owners over in America. They also own American Dealer, who won the Derby, and then they come out and win with Amazing Dream in the Group 1 the Blacks of Fake Championship. Rockin' Marty was terrific, hit the line strongly for 150-1 chance, been racing really well. King of Swing, things just didn't go right. He only went down by 1.8 metres, but he was brave. Copy That, had his chance, worked to the front, just wasn't able to hold off the challenges. LL Cool J and Bunduran had their chance. Expensive Ego did too much work. 155 3-mile rate. Wonderful performance by a great mare in Amazing Dream.
Yeah, and King of Swing's run under the circumstances was amazing in itself. Huge night at Kilmore last night. There was 12 on the card. Driving trebles for Chris Elford and Jack Law. Training trebles for Brent Lilly and Julie Douglas. The first race we're going to have a look at, Rob, is the performance by Soho Bollinger, trained by Michael Stanley, driven by Zach Phillips, to take out the Group 3 Jet Roofing Winter Championship final.
Soho Bollinger, he's looking to take out the heat and the final of the Winter Championship. He leads 3 metres to Stingray Taru's hanging tough. Dennis William labouring 3 wide. Yanni went 4 wide as they head for home. Soho Bollinger kick. Batman Barry's on the Jet Roofing sprint lane. He's coming with fresh legs. Soho Bollinger's all out. Batman Barry's trying to reel him in. Soho Bollinger, though, is in for the fight. He's very tough. He's very brave, and they won't get past him. He goes all the way, Soho Bollinger. Batman Barry's second. Yanni's flown for third. Tango Tara came from the clouds for fourth.
Yeah, it had helped a lot getting an easy first lap, and Kate's horse not coming around sort of helped me get a first easy lap, and then we had to sort of wind it up from there because he's not a real point-to-point horse. Mick made sure, he said, if you get an easy first lap, you'll want to get him rolling and sort of outstay him the last lap because he won't sort of dash home in a 27 quarter.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Good quality three-year-old, and he did it from the outside barrier, but utilising his gate speed to advantage, Rob.
Yeah, it was a terrific drive by Zach Phillips. He was able to get across from his wide draw, as we just heard from the interview. He controlled the race in that first lap and just quickened up. I mean, Kilmore was pretty wet and cold as that night was unfolding last night. 28.7 and 28.2 home for Soho Bollinger. He's a lovely three-year-old colt by Better's Delight. Batman Barry sat behind it, had his chance in the straight. Horses back in the field really couldn't make ground. Yanni, Tango, Tara both had to come from fairway backs, and which made it their task impossible. Stingray Tara battled on strongly. But look, I'd probably be following Tango Tara. I know it was a beaten favourite last night, but really couldn't get in the race. But all honours to the winner, Soho Bollinger. It was a great drive by Zach Phillips.
The feature for the open class paces was the Popular Arm Sprint, as the heroes of Kilmore were honoured throughout the course of last night's 12-event program, and there hasn't been any greater than Popular Arm. The one of the most improved horses in the state has to be Torrid Saint. He had the barrier draw to be able to use to advantage, and that he did to take out race 7.
They sprint up and get up to race tempo at the quarter. Leader, Torrid Saint, still has them stacked up from Better Be The Bomb. Three deep, Malcolm's Rhythm sustaining a run. He's still grinding on. Better Be The Bomb's right behind them. Behind the leader, Sunbeat Shadow, into the lane. 27-9 down the back. Torrid Saint with a big kick. Given his head, he dashed away from Bonsell Benjamin. Malcolm's Rhythm, Better Be The Bomb. No sign of Always Fast, but it's all Torrid Saint in the popular arm spread. He's getting a little tired. Bonsell Benjamin battling on bravely, but Torrid Saint all the way. Wins the popular arm sprint from a brave Bonsell Benjamin. Malcolm's Rhythm third, Better Be The Bomb on their tails fourth.
Absolutely, look, I've only driven once before, and he won it one night at Melton, and he's probably gone to another level as well, you know. So he's tonight he obviously drew the right alley and didn't have to really use him up that much early because he just held him from the one. So that sort of played pretty well for later on in the race.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
You wouldn't have had too much concern in the run. He got some pretty cheap sectionals in the first half of the race, Rob, and he's a horse high on confidence at the moment.
Oh, well done to Julie Douglas and Glenn. They're doing a terrific job with their whole team. And Torrid Saint, as we heard from John Caldo last night, really has gone to another level. He controlled the race. He wanted to knock off halfway up the straight. He's probably not even a great leader as such, but last night he just controlled the race and he held them at bay, and he's in full of confidence. Bonsell Benjamin continues to race well. Malcolm's Rhythm, Better Beat a Bomb again, it's just closing in on some good form. But look, the mile rate of 157.2 was just controlled off on the speed, and Torrid Saint just proved too good. And right at the moment, he's capable of competing in any decent race going around because he's very versatile and he's going terrific.
First of 12, and this was the first of a treble for both Julie Douglas and for driver Jack Law. I'm No Outlaw made it a one out of one active fair, Rob.
Yeah, look, he looked the goods last night. I think we highlighted him just recently as well. He was able to find the lead. He was beautifully rated in front of win a mile rate at 155.7. He was too good for Gemstone Glory. Ideal Suspect and Toby O'Gara, both horses seem to be on the up, and there's probably another win for those two horses somewhere in the regional areas in the right races. But I'm No Outlaw, too good. Bring up another winner for Julie and Glenn Douglas last night.
In the second event, this was a pretty competitive race. Robbie Royale, Chris Alford. We had a chat with Chris Trotts Vision on Friday night, and he gave us good push for a couple of his winners last night, and Robbie Royale was one of those at decent value.
Oh, you've got to give it to Chris, and hence why you should be watching Trotts Vision. The amount of information that we do happen to bring to our viewers is second to none. And Chris did come on Trotts Vision on Friday night after winning the last, and he thought his two best for Kilmore. One of them was Robbie Royale, the other one was Lear, which won also. And Robbie Royale was back from about $11 into about $4 or $5. He started at $6 at the finish, but Robbie Royale was terrific, perfectly rated. He sat back in the field, he let down with a run around him after a bit of spice in the race early, and he was just too good for him. Is out of bids, racing really well for Mick Hughes. He's going to be winning one soon. Brandlow Prince had to do a little bit too much work, but battled on. Gunning was an eye-catching run, first up after a long time. He's certainly worth following out of that race. And look, Robbie Royale proving too good. The two horses I'd be following out of it, Is That a Bid? I think he'll be winning soon. And Gunning, on the way up, will certainly be winning also sometime soon. A mile rate of 2.1 for Robbie Royale.
Zahram put the writing on the wall at its previous start, provided Jack Law with a second of three winners, taking out the third.
Yeah, look, we highlighted this horse as well on our mile rate program recently. It was an eye-catching run at its last start. Look, last night he was just tucked away as we expected on the pegs, and he did a terrific job to run down I'm Set to Go, because we all know she's a very good horse, I'm Set to Go, and Zahram just proves how much this horse continues to improve. Carla Innes-Goodridge doing a wonderful job with it. Jack Law continuing on his winning form, having won the first race, then winning the third race last night. I'm Set to Go, had a chance, battled on. Scruffy Doolin was good. Imperial Whiz, also a nice run. Goes around at Melton on Wednesday. Might get its chance to win a race very soon. So I think Zahram continues to improve, continues to step up. A mile rate of 2 minutes, 0.9.
And you mentioned Wednesday at Melton. We'll be there for Trots Vision right through the day. No thoroughbred action this week. So the only horse action in Victoria on Wednesday will be at Melton, that new meeting. So we'll have to be studying hard for that, Rob. The fourth was the Vin Knight Memorial Pace. Action early, and it probably just took the edge off the two horses that win hard early, Vantanta and Struve, and in the end, Boy from Bondi won easily.
Yeah, look, Struve and Vantanta had a bit of a duel early in the race. Struve found the lead for young Bailey McDonough, and unfortunately it wasn't the best of Struve because he was beaten a fair way from home. And Boy from Bondi, who also had a bit of specking at good each way odds last night, sat back in the field, watched it. Well, actually, it was a very good drive. James Herbertson came out of the gate with Vantanta and Struve, but he was eyeing off that spot behind Struve. He found it, and from that point onwards, he was always the horse that was going to be the one coming late, and that's exactly what happened. It was a beautiful drive by James. Mile rate of 157.2. Vantanta battled on well. Diamonds and Cash also on the up, and then the rest really just weren't in the race. But look, Boy from Bondi was just too good. A mile rate 157.2, and Wayne Potter's team is going really well, and he does a terrific job with all of his horses.
Race 5, and it was Hurley in the end, was a long way back on the home turn, but stormed down the outside with John Justice to win the first leg of the quaddy.
Yeah, what a run. Hurley Nien, he was probably one horse that came from well back last night, a mile rate of 157.4. It was an entertaining race. There was a bit of spice early in the race. Young Rooster came out of the gate pretty strongly, and Sanday eventually got there. They went pretty hard early, 28.2 that first quarter, lead time 5.7. They tried to back it off in 32 the second quarter, and then started to quicken up 29.4 and 28. Hurley Nien came from last to finish over the top of them to score. Sanday battled on well. That early burn just took its toll at the finish. The Last Chance was brave. So Extra, I thought, was a really nice run. He's certainly on the up. And Major Meister, another horse who just can't get in the race at the moment. Just the tempo not going quite right for him at the moment in his races. But 157.4. Look, the two horses I'd certainly be following, certainly So Extra. And I think Major Meister can continue to improve.
Okay, we've had a look at races 6 and 7 with those replays. This was an impressive win, Rob. Chris Alford made mention of Leah being worth having something on, and gee, he was spot on here. She was very impressive, and also a big night for Brent Lilly, who was on fire. He trained 3 winners as well.
He certainly did. Brent always has a very good strike rate at Kilmore, and his horses were absolutely spot on last night. And Leah, who Chris Alford brought to the attention of this filly at Trots Vision, thought she'd run well, and she found the lead. She raced a little bit keen. I got a bit worried early in the race, thinking she might not be able to finish it off. But to her credit, she was terrific. 42.8 lead time, 29.3 and 29.6 those first two quarters over the 21.80. Down the back in 28.9. The slowest quarter was the last 400 metres, 30.5, but she won by 13 metres. Great effort. Looks to be a filly on the up. Pray Tell, I thought, was terrific. Did plenty of work and battled on. Platinum Sparkle sat back in the race, worked into it, just couldn't go with Lear at the finish. Bonnie Bell was held up and hit the line quite nicely as well. But look, a 158.9 mile rate, and I think we're going to see Lear win many more races. I think don't drop off Pray Tell. I thought her performance was very brave.
Kai Valley Chief, he's in the winning form at the moment. In fact, he's absolutely flying. That was a big win in the ninth.
Chris Alford just reminding everyone why he is such a champion driver. He just sat back there. I thought in a run, Norkey was clearly the horse to beat. I think Lockie McIntosh thought that as well. Once the horse found the front, mile rate of 22.7, 43 lead time. Chris Venosio rated Norkey an absolute nicety in the lead, 32.6, 31.1 and 30.1 those first three quarters. They got home in 29.4 and Kai Valley Chief, who was one out two back, just let down with a really big run and came over the top of Norkey. Royal Charlotte, I thought, was pretty brave as well. Cyclone S. Adams was close up. Stress factor, midfield will continue to improve, as will Prosthesis. But Kai Valley Chief just proving far too good last night, and he should continue on that winning form.
Well, the clock didn't suggest it was anything special. It was an affected track, obviously. But Nikki Louise won like Popular Arm would, taking out race 10.
Well, if the Ladyship Mile, the Queen of the Pacific, no matter which Group 1 mare's race was right here in Victoria right now, Nikki Louise would be winning it. Unbelievable performance again last night. Absolutely astonishing run at Bendigo at its previous run. And last night just led and never looked in doubt and came away to win by 25.5 metres. Unbelievable performance. Former Western Australian mare, and she's absolutely flying for Emma Stewart and Kate Gath. She won easily, 159.6 mile rate, 31.9, 29.7, 29 and 28.7, and just did it so easily. Belladonna Girl was terrific for Greg Norman, faced the breeze, battled on. Inari had its chance, she's my baby, but all honours to Nikki Louise, she's a mare going places.
Race number 11 on the card, and it completed a terrific night for Julie Douglas and Jack Law, with Aussie Joy successful.
Yeah, good performance. Came out of the gate, tried to get across High Profile, wasn't able to do that. High Profile, who's, of course, a half-sister to Ride High, was able to lead in the race for Emma Stewart and Dave Moran. He tried to rate the filly well, 42 lead time, 32.5, 32.5, 31.5 the first three quarters. All they did was sprint the last quarter in 27.9, and Aussie Joy had a great battle with High Profile all the way up the straight, but was able to nose it out right on the line to win by a head. High Profile will be improved by that run, and they really streeted the other two horses, Be My Girl and Symphony Stride. But a very good performance by Aussie Joy, continuing this great run for Julie and Glenn Douglas and Jack Law.
Freestar looks a nice trotter. Kylie Sugars from the back row took out the last on a big night. It was a 12-race card again at Kilmore.
Yeah, good on Kylie. She's does a terrific job with her trotters, and she's done a really good job with Freestar last night. He just proved a little bit too strong for him. Here comes Kai Valley. Ran on nicely with Savvy Kai Valley. The two Kai Valley horses battling into second and third spot, and then further back was Tip Top Grandpa for Charlie Ferrugia. But Kylie Sugars and Freestar seems to be a trotter on the up, continues to improve. They went a mile rate at 25.9, but he's a horse that continues to improve, and that's all you can do. A terrific win.
Maryborough Harness tomorrow, big meeting on Wednesday at Melton, and back to the Melton Metros next Saturday night. No harness racing today. It's the virtual Gordon Rothaker medal night, so get online to be a part of the Gordon Rothaker medal. Rob, thank you very much. Look forward to doing it again next week, and we'll be together for Trots Vision Wednesday at Melton.
Yeah, Gordon Rothaker on Trots Vision tonight as well, and we'll catch up with you from Melton on Wednesday for the coverage at Melton.
And happy harnessing.